It is 10 minutes from 12 o'clock. Carla Bernardo, Carla B, joins me on the line this time round. No Myrtle for me today, Carla.
No, but she is listening in the background, panting away.
Oh, that's great. Great that she's going to be part of the conversation again. A clip in the bush. You know, I'm so with Woodstock. Neil he's in Woodstock at the moment, and he's like, apologies, guys, I can't do Sona tonight. Tonight is the Kakamas Yerkesky final between Kwesi and Japi, and it could be nail-biting. That's where my attention... I'm going to go watch that final, the Kakamas Yerkesky final between Kwesi and Japi. Are you going to join us?
I'll join you. Send me the directions. And there'll likely be electricity, so tonight of all nights. So it'll be a cool night. It'll be a jewel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So So you've got priorities as well, by the sounds of things.
Sorry?
You have priorities that are more important than Sona, clearly, as well.
Yeah. So one would be obviously watching now Yapi and all of them. But then the other is also trying to work and to you know, not be completely jaded by the actual state of our nation. I don't think there's any question about that. But to put in every bit of energy and every skill I can bring to the table to try and change things around.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so there, and I'm so betwixt and between today. I really am. I was thinking about just the struggle this morning, and we had touched on that and the role in struggle that so very many people. And I mentioned specifically Colleen Williams and Ashley Creel and Anton French. There are many more. There are brass and sisters from the townships that also lost their lives in the struggle for Sona, for us to own Sona. And now we're not list for Sona. And I'm like, what has this 30 years like meant for us? You know, I was thinking, geez, man, we were previously disadvantaged in 1994 and we deserved that title, you know? And now we're just a minority. There's no mention about previous disadvantage. So that's where my mind is at.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you think it's a good place to have a mind in that space today?
You are justified in feeling that way. Many people feel that way. I don't think that we can ignore that feeling. It exists. It's existed for a long time. People are wounded in this country across the color line, across the class line, across our histories. People are wounded.
Yeah.
So that is the first thing. And I understand that it's easy to be jaded and to feel overwhelmed. I am not a political analyst. I'm never going to be as articulate and as informed as those who have spoken before me. But I can speak as an average Joe, an average Jabulani, as the many that you have now spoken about, Clarence, the families of the Ashley Creels, the families of the Anton French, the families of the Robert Sobukwes, the Steve Bikos, the Chris Hanis, the many names that we don't know, that we are yet to hear about. I'm concerned with them, and my hopes lie in them. Those who carried the liberation struggle on their backs, who remember the immense sacrifices of their friends and their family, and who keep this country going despite every odd stacked against us. That's where my hope lies. I'm not interested in tonight's pomp and ceremony. I mean, I have a hope in that somehow, and this hope will never materialize, somehow that our politicians woke up today as transparent as a baby gecko, finally owning and admitting that they and they alone are to blame for the state of this nation. They've had 30 odd years to lead and they have failed dismally, criminally, over and over again.
But they're not going to be transparent. They're going to they're going to wear their Gucci best.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that red carpet?
No, I mean, I don't even want to think about that, because if I'm going to go into that, Clarence, one, it's going to be a very curt discussion, and also ICASA will become very rich off my flugwoorde. So I don't even want to go there.
No,
I think there's a lot more energy in the people on the other side of this radio station, people in the radio station as well, but the listeners and just the ordinary South Africans. There's far more to do there.
Yeah, I think it's a very important question, and maybe you can help us answer it. Carla B, Klipani Bos. According to ESP, there's load shedding this evening. How do we watch the Sona?
We don't. We invest our energy elsewhere, and we don't allow our blood levels to reach those levels. But instead, I think Clarence, what we do need to do is perhaps, sit in the darkness. If you're lucky enough to have some light with you is to think about the fact that for at least 30 odd years, the way we have been doing things is not working. It is just not working. So we can continue to rage on social media. We can continue to be preoccupied by what we have been taught to believe divides us. We can continue to sit every election out and say, nee ma hulle is almal dieselfde, and indirectly give our non-vote to the ruling party anyway. Or we can finally decide that we will give it all we've got and get rid of those who do not and will not serve us, because that is our common enemy. If they do not work for us, if they do not work in our interest.
There's so many of them.
No, but there's more. There's many more of us.
Yeah, that's important. And that's the hope that I'm going to take out of today. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
A light bulb moment for me.
No, because, I mean, you know, I often said, I was born in 1991. So I was obviously, I have the stories that have been told to me about apartheid and about the liberation struggle and the sacrifices people have made. And I've often asked the question, you know, how do we unite in that way? How do we organize in that way? Because there's so many things, so many enemies. But the fact of the matter is that those who will not work for us, because that's, we allow them to take up these positions. And if their hearts do not bleed for the many, many, many South Africans who are struggling to survive, then they must go. And the only way we can do this is to cross that bridge and have one another's backs. We are only as strong as our most vulnerable citizen.
I'm really feeling a sea change. Is do you think, or is it just like a fake feeling?
A change in terms of citizens and our energy and wanting to now do something. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling that we are on the threshold of a sea change, of a completely different landscape and new interesting kind of stuff.
I think we are, Clarence, but now it is our duty as South Africans to decide what direction we're going in.
Yeah.
We made a mistake.
But we got to be active, because we thought, exactly. You know, okay, there's this commitment to getting this kind of freedom. And meanwhile, it was more personal commitment than that.
Yeah, and people trusted. Yes. And people let their guard down. And many, many people, particularly of the generation before mine, obviously they are tired. They want to take a break. People put their bodies on the line. And they put their faith in movements, in parties, in people. And we cannot make the same mistake again. We cannot hand over our power.
Now,
we must get rid of those who do not serve us. And if the next lot don't serve us, we get rid of them too.
I'm with you, but more active, hands-on. Don't trust. And we must find a means. I mean, I was just talking to Democracy earlier, and they were saying that you know, there's a whole lot of things that we must change, like everybody is saying, but we must get involved somehow, and that electoral change is absolutely central to such an outcome. Sorry, I'm getting my thoughts mixed up only because I've run out of time, Carla. I could have gone on with this conversation, but you know, our news comes from Joburg at 12, so it's kind of toit at around noon gun time, which means it is